All right, Eden. Ready or not? Here we go. That's a good Memorial Day. Good morning. Good morning. With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's three Prakim Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah, chapters 5, 6, and 7. We are beginning with Perek Chamishi. Perek Chamishi speaks about the great mitzvah of honoring one's Rebbe. Perek Chamishi is based, at least in the beginning, in the Gemara of Krisus Daf Koyach, and we will have 13 halachas, beginning with Halacha Aleph, says the Rambam. Just like a person is commanded to honor one's father and to be in awe and to be in reverence of one's father, and the mitzvah of kibud rabbi and yiras rabbi, listen to these words, is yoser me'aviv, even more than one's obligation, one's mitzvah vis-a-vis his father. Why? Because Sha'aviv mevi'ei l'chaya olam haza. His father Taka brought him into this world. The rabbi here, as we will see, is referring to the person who taught one's majority of Torah, a student that learned from that rabbi, Roif Torasai or Roif Chachmasai, Shalimdai Chachma, is mevi'ei l'chaya olam haza. Now, where do we find that it's even a greater mitzvah? Where is that expressed? For example, ro avedas aviv va'avedas rabbi. Obviously, if you can save both lost articles, save both. But if you have to choose, or if you have a question, which one should go first, even if you can save both. So the din is shol rabbi kidemis l'shol aviv. Another case, rabbi aviv v'rabbi noisin b'masa, they are both carrying loads. Maniach el shol rabbi. First, you have to relieve one's teacher's load, and then shol aviv. Now, just to add in between the lines a couple of nuances that are very important. If one's father's chachma is equal to the chachma of one's rabbi, then father comes first. That's very important. Another deep. Rabbi, aviv and rabbi shavuim, if both father and one's rebbe were captured, they were kidnapped, and you have the great mitzvah of pidyon shavuim, poide es rabbi v'charkach poide es aviv. Here, you have to redeem your teacher and only then your father. Another expression of this halacha. However, unlike what we said before, where we said that if rabbi and aviv are equal, then the father comes first. Here, when they are taken in captives, their lives are in risk. There's a sakonas nefashos. Don't forget that aviv brought him into this world. We're speaking about a physical life that's in risk. The im hoya aviv talmud chacham. Remember, even if the father is not equal to rabbi, because the life is in danger. Now, v'chein goes to the case of masa. The exception is pidyon shavuyim, where even if aviv is not on the level, but by a load unburdening, we said, only if they're equal. Only if they're equal does father come first. V'chein im hayo aviv talmud chacham, af al pi she'ein ha'shakol keneged rabbi, meshiv aveidasei v'achakach meshiv aveidas rabbi. I know we read the words that we read. The Hagos HaMaimon is makes it clear that this is a toast in the Girsa, that we have to read over here that if the father was a Talmud Chacham, shakul like Rabbi, only then are you going to be Meshiv Aveda to your father prior to Rabbi. But if he's not on the same level, then Rabbi will come first. Mamish like by unburdening the load. That's a very important nuance. In other words, the only place where we say that if Aviv was a Chacham, even not on the level of Rabbi, Aviv comes first, that's by Pinyan Shavuyim, when there was a Sakonis Nafashos. Or let me word it just to simplify. If the father is sadly Bechlal, not a Chacham, the Rabbi comes first in all of the cases. That's just showing where we see that Kveid Rabbi is greater than Kveid Av. Ein lecha kovid gadol mechveid harav, v'loi moirim ha-moiru ha'av. Amru chachamim, as the sages tell us, moiru rabach, mamish k'moiru shamayim. It's equivalent to the fear of heaven. And therefore, lefika chamru, and look at the many expressions we're going to find here. Kol ha-choylek al rabbi, whoever disputes the authority of his teacher, we'll see soon an example of what that means, is mamish azif, God forbid, a person is revolting against the Shechina. And this is based on what we have in Parshas Pinchas. I know we're speaking about the rebellion of Korach, but the pasuk is from Pinchas, where it says, Bahatsoisam, they engaged in a controversy against who? Al Hashem. Now, who did Korach rebel against? Against Moshe. It's the same thing. V'chol ha'oysa merivoy im rabbi. Ke'ilu isko oysa merivoy im ashchino. Shenemu, when it's like it says by Chulkas, Asherovu b'nei Yisrael es Hashem. Right? Here again, when there was a lack of water, who did they really quarrel with? With Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? But it says that they were ravu against God and vayikadesh bam. V'chol ha'misra'im, whoever complains against one's teacher, is as if one is complaining against God Almighty. Shenemar, as it says in Pasuk in Bashalach, that lo yoleinu tilu noisechem, ki al Hashem. And the final expression, v'chol ha'ma'arahadem, whoever even thinks something not positive, right, on one's teacher, is ki ilu ma'arar achar ashchino shenemar, v'yidaber ha'om belikim uve Moshe, right, as it's written in Parshas Chukas. So you have choylik, Meriva, Misroyim, Maharet. Wow. Now, Choylik, disputing the authority. How does one express a dispute of the authority? Halacha base. Ezo Choylik al Rabbi. I want to add one detail over here. Let's go back. That what Zeo Shekaveh like Midrash, that's a student who establishes a house of study. The Yoshev, the Doirish Umalameh, and he sits there and he teaches Torah without the permission of his Rebbe when his Rebbe is still alive. That's called he's choylik al rabbi. Now, even if the rabbi is in another city. Now, furthermore, even worse, a person, a student, may never render halachic rulings in one's teacher's presence to the point that here you're going to be chayiv misa. We're speaking again about being moira hayra, now giving a halachic ruling. If you're not b'mekayim rabbi, what do you mean you're not b'mekayim rabbi? You are 12 mil or more away, and someone by chance, not a fixed, not a kavua thing, someone asked you a halacha, and you know the answer. Here, mutar lahashiv, right? Ula hafrish min ha'isar. Now, there's another exception where you can be moira ha'ida even in front of your teacher. If someone right now was doing something prohibited, and for whatever reason, the rabbi did not say anything, now you have to stand up for the honor of God. For example, he sees a person who doesn't know, and that's why that person is doing something which is prohibited. Or even worse, a person is a rasha, they know it's wrong, but they're doing it anyways. You should stop that person from that engagement. Separate him from that sinful behavior by telling him davar zeh asur, and that may be done afilu b'fnei rabbi. Ve'af al pi she'enosen le'rabbi reshus. Why? Because of the rule shekol makim sheyesh chilul Hashem. Here, God's name is being desecrated. Ein cholkin kavod l'rav. Now, Bamed Varam Amurim, that what? That if you are Berichuk Yud Beis Mil, even though you didn't get to the shoes from your Rebbe to render rulings, right? So you are Shaloi B'makim Harav, you are allowed to give up Psak Din. That's only B'davar Shenikra Mikra. If it happened, you know, one time thing, an unusual occurrence. Avalik Boyatzmi Lohira. But for a person to establish himself to be a halachic ruler, in other words, Leishav Lohilis Lachol Shayol, to open up a Beis Din or a halachic hotline. And whoever wants can ask halachic questions. Afilu hu b'sreifa oylam. And v'rabbi b'sreifa oylam asur loy lohoyreis ad sheyomus rabbi, only if your rabbi gave you rishus. Elim kein notal rishus mirabbi, which is the way the world works today. You know, one of the things of receiving smicha, even though it's not real smicha, is that that's the way that your rebbe is giving you rishus. Yoira, yoira, that's the nusach. You are allowed to give rulings. You are allowed to give a yadin yadin. It's to get to the shus. This is for halachic rulings. Now, b'chol mi shemeis rabbi. Once a person's rebbe passed away, we're speaking all about the rabbi shelimdoi roif chachmasai mutar loy leishav lohayrais patayra. Ela im came. One second. Ela. The loy call me shemeis rabbi mutar loy shohayrais patayra. Don't think that after the rabbi passed away, so now you're not bifnei rabbi. No, here, elim kein, hayatalmud shegiya leiro. You have to be worthy of rendering such judgments. Halacha dalet. B'chol talmud shegiya leiro amoyro. Any student who doesn't know enough, and therefore he's unable to. It means even if he's God-fearing, you have to know the halachas. Hadeh zeh shoyta. That's a foolish person. That's a rasha. That's a wicked person. That's an arrogant person. Gas ruach and va'al of nemar ki rabim chalolim hipila. In other words, we are comparing a erroneous psak din to a miscarriage. V'chein chacham shigil leirav ve'ena moira. But also in the reverse, that if someone is qualified and there's no prohibitions, it's not bifnei rabbi or the rabbi gave them permission. But because of their false humility, they're not rendering rulings. That's a person who's holding back the spread of Torah. And that's considered as if he's placing stumbling blocks before the blind, even though it's passive. He's not doing anything, but he could have helped people not make mistakes. And on him it says, "Va'atsumim, mighty." And the drasha of atsumim means closing your eyes. That's the drush, that if you close your eyes, you withhold, kol harugel. Elo hatalmidim aktanim shalei hirbu toira karo v'em avakshim lizgadu v'em adis. Ubein ansheiram. And what do they do? V'koivtsim v'yoshim v'reish. Ladan ulayris b'Yisrael. Those people who give rulings when they're not yet qualified, hey, Muhammad bin Amarachlaikas, they actually spread the vision. Because the real Jewish machlokes, what's real machlokes? In Torah. It's almost L'shem Shemayim. So you say muter, that person says asur. You say kasha, that person says treif. And then you begin a big machlokes. And if one person was not qualified to give an opinion, that's a machlokes, that was not necessary. They wreak havoc. The hamachabim nevirashol Torah, they put out the fire, the candle of Torah, and they lose the hamachabim kerem Hashem. They're machabalim, they're terrorists. And aleim amar shloim bechachm asoi that echzulanu shualim shualim ketalim. Small little foxes, means unqualified talmidim, are taking hold of us. And what are they doing? They are machabalim karamim. They are destroying the vineyard of the Torah. Halacha, hey, but coming back to the pedik, the topic is the kavod and the moira that we should express towards our rabbi, towards our teacher. Talmud may not call his teacher by name, even if he's not in front of the teacher. We're going to see a big exception for this in a moment. In other words, like we just learned this in the previous second halachas mamrim, many similar halachas when it comes to father, right? Like in Ksubas, when Rabbeinu HaKadosh was passing away, he made a statement, Shimon Bini, he was speaking about his son Shimon. His father's name was Shimon. I know his father wasn't there, but we'll see. You know, we're speaking about a name that's an unusual name. May not be said by the Talmud. Here we're speaking about a Talmud. The lo yaskish may be fun of. Now, what about calling your teacher's name in front of him, not to him? So let's say the teacher's name is Yankel, and there's someone else there with the same name. So you can't call another person by the name of your teacher, even though you're calling the other person. And this is similar to the laws that we learned in Hilchos Mamrim regarding honoring one's father. So what should you do if I have to call someone else, but that someone else has the same name of my teacher and it's and my teacher is dear, Elishana Eshimam, change their name. Give them, you know, Yankele. Do it in a way where you clearly you're not referring to your Rebbe. And that's true even La'achar Moisam. Wow. Meaning if they passed away and it's Bifnei Rabbi. So I'm speaking about Yankele. My teacher's name is Yankel. So call him Yankele, even though make sure that it's clear. Now, when do we say that what? That even Shaloi Bifnei Rabbi, I can't say his name. For who? Shiyah Hashem Poloi. That is only when the teacher's name is unique. Everyone hearing the name will know that you're speaking about your teacher. Masha'inkin, if the teacher's name is a common name, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, such names, like we just mentioned from the Rebbe, spoke about his son Shimon. His father's name was Shimon, but he was speaking about a son, and it's a usual name, that's okay.
There's no way this is after passing even of the Rebbe.
Well, first of all, we can go beyond the letter of the law. Hasidim are very careful never to say the name of the Rebbe, but since the Rebbe's name is a common name, so we will mention that name to other people. We're not going to change it because that's the din, which I can call my son by his name. It's a great example. When the Rebbe is not present, why can I call him by his name? Because it's a common name. Now, lo yiten shalom l'rabbi, and or yachzer lo shalom kederach shonayim l'neim u'machzidim zelotzeh, chaveirim, when they greet each other. How do we greet each other? Shalom aleichem. Shalom aleichem. Not the way you greet your Rebbe. Now, if, first of all, bow down a little bit. Shoicha lefanov. And v'oimer loy b'yira v'kavoy shalom alecha Rebbe. Not shalom alecha stam. Now what happens if you did not initiate, which you should have done, if the Rebbe initiated, so now that he initiated, just responding shalom alecha Rebbe is also not enough. So you have to compensate for the fact that you did not initiate. How do you compensate? You add the words Umayri. Im nasan le Rabbi Shalom, then Yachzor le Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umayri. How great is that? Halacha Vav. Chayim lo yachloitz tefillin lefnei Rabbi. Don't remove your tefillin in front of your Rebbe. It's disrespectful. Your head is covered. When you take off your tefillin, your head is uncovered even for a moment. The lo yosev. Don't recline in front of the Rebbe. Ela yoshev ki yoshev lefnei Hamelach. Now. Other details. Don't daven lifnei Rabbi. Lifnei Rabbi would mean that you have your back towards the Rebbe. It's everyone is facing Yerushalayim. So if you're standing in front of him, that's the most disrespectful thing to have your back towards the Rebbe. And not even v'loy la'achar Rabbi, not even behind one's Rebbe, right? Which means that you are standing behind him, facing him. But it's a stance in which it seems like there's some equivalence, or not on the side. You understand? I mean, you can't stand directly in front of him. You can't stand directly behind him. You cannot stand directly on the side. When he's walking, don't walk like a buddy buddy. Walk by his side. Ella, you have to be back, but not directly back of him. You have to be further catching up, but not directly behind him. Not on the same level, further back, a little bit to the side, and then daven. Another thing, you may not enter the bathhouse with your Rebbe. You may never sit on the place of your Rebbe. Right, you should not side against your teacher's opinion in his presence, v'lo yistod es devarav, right, directly to tell him, no, that you're saying wrong. Can't ever do that. V'lo yeshev lefanav, you may never sit down in front of him until he tells you sit down. V'lo yamed lefanav, you may not stand up, atchayim leyamay, or until you ask for permission, may I stand? U'shipaten me rabbi, when you're departing from your teacher, leyachsa leyachayrav, don't say goodbye, and then turn around, which would mean that as you're walking away, you're back. It's not as bad as davening in front of him. Then you're b'chlal standing with your back here. Don't put your back to him. Ela nitro la'achayrov, walk backwards. And therefore, upanov, kineged panav. Halacha zayin. B'chayv la'amid b'fnei raboy. You're obligated to stand up for your teacher. Misha yire'enu me'rachayk. When you see him, how far meloy enav. In other words, the moment he's in your visual world, you can see him, stand up. We're speaking about the rabbi, shlimoit mimenu reif chachmasi. At, until, she is kasim mimenu. Until he's that far away, v'lo yira kai masai. You can't see him standing. You can see a little dot somewhere. That's not kai yira see him. V'achakach, and then you can sit. Another din is, v'chayiv odom lahakvil p'nei rabbi b'regol. A person is obligated to visit his teacher during Yom Tov. The Rambam makes no mention of Bisman Abayis or Be'eretz Yisrael. And indeed, that's the world we live in. That there's a big mitzvah. Let me use the words of the Rambam. There's a chiyuv for a person to go and spend Yom Tov with his Rebbe. Halacha ches. Ein chol kin kavod l'tanei da b'fnei rabbi. Elam kein derech rabbi lach l'kli kavod. If there's a Talmud that the teacher wanted for people to show him kavod, so then you are honoring your teacher by showing that student kavod because that's what the Rebbe wanted. Another thing, any type of malacha, an eved is referring to an eved kanani, to a slave, that would do for his master. So then Talmud oisel rabbi, for example, washing his feet, it's giving the manual tasks of servitude, do that for your Rebbe. However, there's an exception that if you are in a place that people don't know who you are, it's very important for people to know who is a meyuchas, who's not a meyuchas. And if there is a rumor even that someone is an eved, it's very not good. So if you're going to do to your teacher like an eved kanani does for his master, another than an eved kanani, as we know, doesn't wear tefillin. So if you are with your eved in a place that no one knows who you are, and you're not wearing your tefillin, and you are afraid that if people are going to see you washing your Rebbe's feet, people are going to look at you, what are they going to think? That du bist an Eved. So then, then you don't have to put on his shoes or help him take off his shoes and stuff like that.
Now, if you're wearing a tefillin.
If you're wearing a tefillin, then they're going to know that you're not an Eved Kanani, and you can do it. Furthermore, the Rambam doesn't say you can't. The Rambam says that if, v'chosh, that means if you are afraid that people are going to suspect a chassid from a Rebbe, won't even think about that. He'll do whatever the Rebbe needs. Now, many times a Rebbe will be uncomfortable to have his Talmud to help him with his shoes. Like, let me be. So says the Rambam, b'chol hamineya talmidei milasham shoy, a teacher that's preventing the student from serving him, moineya mimenu chesed, is withholding from his Talmud kindness. Upoirek mimenu yirashamayim. And this link that yirashamayim is connected to the yira of a Rebbe, something that, you know, Ashreinu, Hasidim, we see it a lot. People that are not yet Hasidim, sometimes they are uncomfortable with that, but that's halach. In other words, Moira Rabach Kameira Shamayim. And it's all connected that the more Yira of a Yid will have for his Rebbe, that will give him more Yira Shamayim. Yeah, because God is going to give you a Chesed because of that. Not only is he in violation of this great mitzvah of giving kvayt harav, but goyim l'shchino shetestalik miYisrael. Wow. Halachetes. What happens now that we have to have so much kavod and yira? If ro rabbi oved al divrei toida, and you can't contradict your rabbi, so how do you word it to him so you don't tell him you're doing wrong? You give him honor. You tell him, Rebbe, you taught us, and you mentioned what the teacher taught you. Another day, when you're repeating a Torah in the presence of your teacher, that you heard from your teacher, you have to say, this is what the Rebbe taught us. You understand? People are going to assume if I'm saying something in front of my Rebbe, other onlookers will take it for granted that what I'm saying is the name of my Rebbe. Now, if my Rebbe didn't say it, who says he wants that to be attributed to him? I think there was the Chassam Sofer who had a very good liner. I forget exactly. He said that if people are saying real Torah in his name, even though he didn't say it, he doesn't matter, as long as it's emes. But he didn't want for people to say their own Torah. Oh, he says, if you want to say my Torah in your name, I don't need to get credit, as long as what you're saying is Torah. But don't say your Torah in my name. In other words, so when you're saying a Dvar Torah and it wasn't from your teacher, maybe it's wrong. So at least say B'Shem Oimrei, because it's clear it's not from the Rebbe. Another thing, Uchshayamus Rabbi, when the one's Rebbe passes away, Kareya Kol Begodav, he has to rent his garments the way one does for father and mother. In other words, as we're going to learn again in Hilchas Avel, not only the outer garment, but all of the garments, and not only one tefach, but Achuhu Megalas Levi, and one may never do, right? The Shoylol Ma'acha, Shoylol, yeah, the unprofessional sewing up you can do, but just like unique for father and mother, that you may never properly fix it, the Eina Ma'acha, as it is for fathers. Yeah, the clothes that you wear. Now, Bamet Varam Amurim, all of the halachas, Bamet Varam Amurim goes from halacha Aleph. All of this level of reverence and respect, when we say Rabbi, is for Rabbi Muvak. What does it mean, your outstanding Rebbe? Shalomad Mimenu Reif Chachmasa. Avalom Loilom Mimenu Reif Chachmasa. Even though you learned, Hareza Talmud Chaver, you are considered to be both a student and a colleague. You still have to give a lot of honor, but not on this level. But well, hold on. Still, Avol Oimed Milofanov, you have to stand up, as we'll see, not when he enters your vision, not until when you can't see him anymore, but there's going to be a point where you have to stand up. Vikoreya Olav, and you'll have to rent one's garments, Kishem Shukareya Kol HaMesim, as if like we have to rip our garments for any yid that passed away. Shumasabal Aleimike, he writes, for every Jew that you have to mourn for, you have to rent the garments. And that's Afilo Lalamad Mimeno Elodavar Echad. And that's even if that person you think is a cotton, Ben Gadol, Oimed Melufanov, and the Kordeya Olaf. Halachiyot. Kol Talmud Chacham Shedei Oisov Mechuvanus. Any student, any Talmud Chacham, who's conducting himself properly. Eino Medaber Befnei Mishagogu Mimeno Bechacham. Will not speak in front of someone who has greater amount of wisdom, even though we didn't learn anything from him. So that's a way of showing covet. Halacha Yudal. Harav Hamuvak. Shorot Zalim Chalal Kavoidoi. B'chol Hadmar Mo'elu. Oy Be'echad Mihem. Even though the Rambam wrote before in Halacha Ches, Kol Hamoinei Talmidoi Melusham Shoy Minei Memeno Chesed. That's on the Rebbe. But if he was Moichel, covet, then Kavoidei Moichel. Whether it is to all of them or to one of them, to some of them, or however, still and the example will be to stand up in his presence. You have to give him some kum. Halacha yud beis. Kishem shatalmidim chayav v'chvaydarav ka chorav tzorech l'chaved es talmidov ulekarvin. That's how we are concluding this halach. The teacher has to be mechaber the students. And kach omru chachamim yihi kavoy talmidecha chaviv alecha, as dear as your own covet. Chatzorach adam lizor betalmidav, he has to be careful with their honor and he has to love them. Sheheim habanim hamhanin lo'oylam hazeh u'lo'oylam hab. Because they are like one's sons that will bring him pleasure, not only in this world and in the next world. Now the Rambam has a very Moiridik a flip at the end of this Pedig, Halacha Yud Gimel. Now it's going to make you think for a moment, who's the Rebbe, who's the Talmud? Says the Rambam, Halacha Yud Gimel, HaTalmidim Moisifin Chachma Sorav. Students increase the wisdom of the teacher. Umarchivin, and they broaden his lev, his bina. The Adam Chachma, the Adam bina. Omru Chachamim, Harvei Chachma Lamadati Merabaisai. And even more from my rabbi say, I learned from my chavedai. However, umi talmida yoisa mikulam. And look at this example. Luchshem she'etz katan madlik asagadol. Just like the fact is that a large log is not going to chop fire. The only way to light a large log is first to light the little log. Kach talmud katan mechabed orav. He sharpens his teacher. Ad sheyoytzi mimenu b'shei loisav. Through the questions of the Talmud, he brings out from the teacher chachma mifayara. So I'm asking, who's the teacher? If you say me talmida yoyse mikulam, but still, it doesn't mean that the student is a teacher, but maybe the Rambam is trying to tell you that included in why does a teacher have to honor a student, because he's also a teacher. Maybe that's also an expression of this Pedik of Kavei Torah. Okay, Pedik Shishi is now moving on to the Kavei that we have to give to every Talmud Chacham. We're not speaking about the Rabbi. Not only not the Rabbi from whom you learned, Roif Chachmasai, not only Rabbi Muvak, not because he taught you anything. And this is a sugya we have in Kedushin. Perek Shishi has 14 halachas, beginning with halacha Aleph. Kol Talmud Chacham. mitzvah lahadroi. All right. Now, mahadroi, it literally means to glorify him. It's to respect him. Afal pi she'enoi raboi. And this is based on a pasuk that we have in Kedoshim. Mipnei seva toku. The taich of seva means someone who has white hair. Stand up. The hadarta pnei zaken. Now, the second part of the pasuk of the hadarta pnei zaken is zaken ze shekana chacham. Like we learned in the previous chapter, right? Rabbi Muva, the moment you can see him, stand up here for this person. When he enters your four cubits, until he passes him, as if he's behind you, even if he's in your Dala Damas, you can sit down. Halacha base. Ein oimdim befanov, lebe beis amerchatz. Why? Because since the Torah juxtaposes the words takum v'hadarta, right? My priest said takum. Really, you put a comma, and v'hadarta pnei zaken. But the Torah wrote them together, so we're darshan smuchim, which means that the Torah puts them together to tell you that standing up has to be similar to where you're obligated to give respect. Meaning that in a place where there's no hider, there's no respect, because in the end, that these locations, you don't have to stand up. Another thing, the ein bali amun. People that are craftspeople, right? You're working, you're middle of a chves, you're a mechanic, you're middle of fixing someone's car. Imagine if every time a Talmud Chacham is going to walk by, you're going to stand up, you're going to sit down, there goes your work. You're going to have a loss of money. Again, here also we learn it because it says, to tell you, mahidur, showing of respect, normally does not entail any financial investment. She'ein boy chesron kis. So standing is only a chiyuv, only a mitzvah, and also she'ein boy chesron kis. Now, being that you heard that every time a Talmud Chacham goes by, when you see him, you got to give him some amount of honor. So one solution would be not to look so much, not to see. So what happens if a Talmud Chacham is walking by, and you're going to make it as if you don't see him? In order for you not to have to stand up in front of him, you know what? No one will know that you really know, and you're just making as if you don't see. But God knows. And that's why the Torah writes here in this pasuk, V'yoreisam elikecha, you should fear God. Kol davar shumasar l'lev, anything that's dependent on what's going on inside of you, something that no human being knows other than God, that's when the Torah says, V'yoreisam elikecha. That's a good klal. You're learning Chumash. That means God says, listen, you can fake it, but not for me. Now that you have to stand in front of every chacham, so a chacham has a responsibility to make an effort not to trouble the people. And certainly not on purpose. That what must a chacham do? Either go on the shortest path. Shortest path means you're going to inconvenience the least amount of people. And not only that, do it in a way, that you're the most discreet, inconveniencing minimal. And now, going the smallest path is that if people will see you, so, you know, inconvenience the least amount of people. Guys, don't forget, you only have to stand with Torah Chal Adamus. There were people that felt that if they're going to take a long roundabout way, no one will see them, even better. He's not obligated to do it, but that's the good ethic, to make an effort, if possible, not to dimatriach anyone. They would take long outer routes. Where they're walking through a neighborhood that no one knows them. Not to trouble anyone. If I see my Rebbe, I'm sorry, I see a Talmud Chacham riding on an animal, oh, I can't say, he's not here. It's as if he's here. It's as if he's walking. And therefore, just like I have to stand up in front of a Talmud Chacham who's walking, I'm obligated to stand up in front of a Talmud Chacham. Again, like we learned in Halacha Aleph, when he's in my Dala Damas. Halacha 5. So the way to walk is the Rav should walk in the center. Gadol of the two students, the greater one, should walk towards the right of the Rav. And v'katan mismoilu. Now let's not forget that if these two are walking with their Rebbe, we learned in the previous halacha that you're never allowed to walk on the side of your Rebbe, which is fine. So you would walk a little bit back, but that's the way to walk. So it's like a upside down segel. So the Rav is in the front, center, and a little bit behind, to the right, and to the left is where the two Talmidim should walk. Halacha bav. Haroi chacham, eino oimed nifanav, ad sheyagia leila arba amas. And as we mentioned before, mekivan she'avar, avar means he's behind you, even if he's within dalad amas, but behind you, you can sit down. And the Rambam is repeating to make a contrast. That is by any Talmud Chacham. Now you have Bizmana Sanhedrin. So as we learn at the end of the Rambam, in Hilchai Sanhedrin, so you have the second to the top called the Av Beis Din, and the head of the Sanhedrin is called the Nasim. And here we're speaking again that they're not your teacher. If they are your teacher, then we learned that the Dinim in the previous chapter. But even if they're not your teacher, it's not that all of the Chachamim are on the same level. Stam Chacham, as we just mentioned, Dalo Damas until he passes. You see the Av Beis Din Oyem Elofanav when... From when Mishirenu Mirachik Malay Einov, this is similar to Rabbi Muvak. But this similar to Rabbi Muvak, by Rabbi Muvak, you cannot sit down until he's out of your vision. You can't see him standing anymore. But by Ya'av Bezdin, Ve'ene Yoshev, Achayavra Ma'achra Ba'arba Amis. But after Arba Amis, you can already sit down. Now, more, San Nasi, the head of the Sanhedrin, is coming by. Oinen Elofanov, similar to the Av Bezdin, Malay Einov. But the Eina Yoshev Achi Yeshev Bimakoima, you can only sit down either if the Nasi sat down, Oy Achi Yiskasem Einov, or until when you cannot see him at all. He's completely hidden from you. Just Lahoy and Bimadayek contrast this with the Lashon of the previous Pedek. Sounds like even more than your Rabbi Muvik. There it says you cannot see Maloy Kumasi. You can see a dot here. You should not be able to see him at all. And now, as we had regarding Rabbi here, now, Kishanavi Nichmas, when the Navi is entering, you know, the base medrash, kol ha'am zoimdim, everyone stands up. Ve'eino yoshvim, and they should not sit down, ashrim alehem shavu. Kishabez the Nichmas, here, oisim lo shtei shurois, less respect, but still very, they make two rows. Oimdim ikan amikan, so he walks, right, in between the two rows, ashrim nichmas v'yeshuvim ekoimai, but since the two rows are standing up, what happens? It's like they're making a wall. So the people beyond the two rows, they can't see him. So everyone else can stay sitting. What did we say? Only within Dalad Amas. Oimed Milafanov. Echad Oimed Echad Yoshev. So what's going to happen? It's going to be like a wave. Because since you only have to stand up when he's within your Dalad Amas, so when you're walking through, so people are going to, you know, you give a little stand up. Everyone is going to stand up. And then that bump, that wave is going to go until when he sits down, no one else will have to stand. B'nei Chachamim, v'talmidei Chachamim, v'zman sh'arabim tzricham lahem. There are certain students that are assets to the teacher. Right? Like, so you need for them to be there. So there's this whole sugya in the Gemara about can you walk over other people's heads? So if they're by the letter of the law, not midas chasidus, never to do it, like in 770, you know, going over the benches. So if you're needed to be in your place, because the Rebbe needs you there, then you can go that way. But the ain shevach latalmid chachamim sheyikansu la'achrayna, and that will necessitate of them to walk other people's heads. Since they are, the Rebbe needs you near him, go get there early. However, Yatzel Tzaydach, you got there early, but you needed to leave. If there was a need to leave, then you can go back, walking over other people's heads. But the Rambam is implying that if a Talmud left Shaloy Tzaydach, not for the need of the class, or you didn't have to relieve themselves, they left for their own business affairs, then they should not return to their place. B'nei Chachamim, Bizman Shiyesh Bahem Das Lishmoya. Like, how should they position themselves? We're speaking about their sons. So if they can understand the class, they should face their fathers. If they don't have a kapat, they're very young. So where should they sit? It's beautiful. Not they don't come to the class. It's their father. So they are the ones that would sit behind the Rebbe facing the people. Not with the backs, their face, but they're... In other words, when you're learning and you're trying to understand, you got to see face to face. Since they're not understanding anyways, they should be the ones sitting behind their teacher, their father who's a teacher. Halacha ches. Now, Talmid shu yoshev lifnei rabbi. Talmid. What happens if a Talmud is sitting and learning the whole day in front of his Rebbe? What are we learning in this halacha, Yaakov? Every time you see a Rebbe come in and out, you got to stand up. Well, if you're learning in front of your teacher the whole day, he's going to be coming and going a couple of times. It's going to happen. You're going to be standing up in front of him a few times. That's also not correct. Because we are mekabel ol malchus shemayim twice a day. So you can't give more cover to the Rav the way you're giving to God. Ein l'shoy la'amen b'fon of elo shachas v'avos b'vat. Standing up is like a reverence. So everything we learned until now is because you saw them once. But if you're learning with them the whole time, then once in the morning and once at night. Halacha test. Someone who is very old, even if that person is not a chacham, oimdim lefanav, you stand for the old man. The Rebbe is medayik. Contrast halacha tes, gavalik, to the beginning of halacha aleph. Halacha aleph begins with the words mitzvah lahadrei. The Rambam doesn't use the word mitzvah. Just to be medayik, the Rambam says you're chayiv. It's not a mitzvah. Stand in front of the old man, but don't let the old man in you come out. That old man, don't let in b'chlam. It's a good thing to remember. The old man over there, for him to stay up, give him cover. You have to give honor. If someone is very old, how do you define that? I don't know. You got to stand up. I think very old means, face 30 years older than you, no matter how old you are. When you're 70, very old means 100. Okay, I'm just kidding.
Doesn't mean 70-year-old. It's another generation.
I know. Someone who's zaken muflik, I don't know how you define that. Okay.
It says over here
70
or
90.
It says over here, two opinions, 70 or 90.
I'll go with the 90, Yechalchen by 54. I don't mind knocking it up to over 100 eichet. Okay. Okay. No, it's if the guy is not a chacham, you got to stand up moloi kumasai. You understand? But if you are a chacham, then you have to just, you have to stand up a little bit. And this concept of giving kavod to someone who's very old is not connected to being a yid. You give him respect. You help him walk. You give him a hand to support him. Shenamaras, it says, "Mepnei seva takum." Seva means white hair. Kol seva be kol seva be mashma. Kol seva means not reyacha, not a yid. Anyway, halacha yud. A Talmud Chacham is not allowed to take personal involvement in communal work. Why? Because if he's going to do manual labor in front of the masses, he'll become disgraced. No, it's everyone has an obligation to give them kavod. It's harder to give someone kavod if you see them doing manual labor. They ain't goyven them another din. You don't collect money from them for the building of a wall, for the fixing of the gates, to pay security. Why, chavra? Because Torah is that which brings security. The whole city is protected from them, from their learning Torah. So there's a special din regarding them participating in security costs. And also, v'loy l'sashuras hamelach. Part of security was to give a gift to the king. We're not going to use the word bribe. God forbid, you never bribe. Give a gift. Because all of these things were done so the king should afford us better. So anything that's connected to security, a Talmud Chacham does not participate in because he's already doing it. The aim, now there's another thing. The aim, he's not obligated to pay taxes. Whether it's a collective task, whether it's a mashu katzav al kolish v'ish, every frum a yid is very medagdic in this. They consider themselves chachamim. Yeah. They can't pay taxes. But this means don't pay taxes to the government. Shenemaras, it says in Hosea that gam ki yismu b'goyim. Now yismu literally means it golos. God will place you amongst goyim. You know what the drasha here is? We appreciate these drashas. Yismu means to learn Torah. That if you'll be learning Torah even while you are amongst the goyim, so kaidem kol, Mashiach is about to come. Look at the lashon. Ata akapzeim. I just want to make a little bit of a rearrangement to understand what we're doing. The word atakapsa means God is saying that if you're going to learn, that means if we're going to remain observant in galus, God is going to redeem us. When? Now? Or God forbid, ma'at, in a little while. Now, vi yochelu, Mimas Hamelech Besorim. Even when you're still in Galus, you're going to be released from all of the taxes. It's amazing, huh? What's it called over here? And the legal, the law over here that the rabbi parsonage, the concept of, in other words, the concept that you have in the world that people of clergy are exempt by Dina de Malchusa from any taxes. That's halacha yud. Some people are mahadir in it. Bechein, chasidim, and leflim yishir esadim. Bechein, why is choyda let Talmud Chacham? If a Talmud Chacham is doing business, he has merchandise to sell. So the way you are mechabed is manichan oisir limkar tchila. First, allow him to sell the stuff first. Ve'ei manichan echam ibnei ashuk limkar at sheyim karhu. In other words, he's going to sell his merchandise first because afterwards he's going to go back to his learning. Ve'cheinim hoyer loy din. If he has to go to a din toyna. And other people are here, we're going to take his case first. Number one, and another din. And these dinim we're going to learn at the end of the cycle in Hilchas Sanhedrin, that even though ideally, the litigant should stand, but that's not engraved in stone. So you're machabed him by telling him to sit down, but then right away, as we're going to learn later, not to make the other one feel, ooh, he's being honored and not me. We're going to tell the other litigant to sit down also. But the reason why they were told to sit down, the moishiv and oisai, is to give him a covet. Yudal. Avin gadol who lives as a chachamim, or even worse, or to hate them. And lecharva Yerushalayim, this is referring to bias rishayim. Achabazu batamir chachamim. Shemar, as it says, vayihi yu mal even bemalachi elokim, and they would mock the messengers of God. Uboizes in the bottom, and they would despise his words. Umetatim benaviyav, and they would scoff at his prophets. Kolaymet boizem alamde devarav. Vechein zeshomarnu batoida. And Parshas Bichu Koisai, that the im Bichu Koisai Timo Asu, if you will despise my chukim, what does it mean? Not you'll despise the mitzvahs, you're going to despise the people who teach my mitzvahs. Malam Bichu Koisai Timo Asu. Cholam Avaza Sachachamim, Ein Loi Chelek Loilam Haba. And that's included in the words of someone who is scorning the words of God, Kidvar Hashem Bozo. Halacha Yud Beis. Afal Pisham Avaza Sachachamim, Ein Loi Chelek Loilam Haba. Imbo Adim should be Zafil Bitvarim. If you have witnesses that someone scoffed, made fun of, embarrassed, even only verbally, many times we say there's already a punishment. Chayiv, right? He's there's another obligation. Chayiv Nidui. There's an obligation to put that person under a ban. Now, then whole next chapter will speak all about the details of how it's done, what does it mean, the levels of a ban. And even though, as we're going to see at the end of this chapter, that there are 24 activities for which someone should be put into a ban, it's written in Hilchos Talmud Torah because the sugya, as we learned in Moed Katan, is connected first to Hamavasal Tamir Chacham. Guys, it's not a nun, and whoever's learning the chayin, it's a mem, a shlossman. So here's the chayin. He's going to be put in a nidui. And on top of that, he's going to be fined. A litra is 35 golden dinarim. And that knas is no matter where. Eretz Yisrael, b'chutz la'aretz. And that money is given to the chacham. Hamavazah is a chacham edvarim. Even after the passing of the chacham, still this din of being put into midoy, menadin oisei based in, but the hematirin oisei k'sheyachse b'tshuva. Avalim hoya chacham chai. It's not enough to do tshuva. If the chacham is chai, you have to go and apologize. The chacham atzmai is allowed. In other words, if someone acted outragingly against a chacham, the chacham has the right to put him into a nidoy. And we'll see at the end of the next chapter, I'll think that chachamim didn't do it, but they have the right to do it. Because he knows it was done. So then, boy shloisha umatin aloy. Now, im rotsa chacham limchaloy, viloy nido. So then, harashus be yadoy. And you should just know there's nuance in that. Because if the chacham was disgraced in public, then it's not always correct for the chacham to be moichel. Then it's no longer about him. Halacha yud gimel. Harab shenido lechvoidoy. So who is bound? The Rambam didn't say yet what consequence does a nidui cause. That will be next chapter. We're getting there. But the question is, who is bound by it? So the, I'll say it by heart. The lower, the, if the greater person made a nidui, more people are bound. If it's coming from a lower level, then less people are bound. As the Rambam will describe. Everyone has to behave with him because of the nidui, which we'll get next chapter. But if a Talmud puts someone in a ban, so then the Rebbe doesn't have to, the Rebbe is not bound by that nidui. However, so what was, how was it effective? Other people. Let's broaden this. If the Nasi, the head of the Sanhedrin, puts someone into a nidui, then menuda l'chol Yisrael. If someone is even menuda l'chol Yisrael, it doesn't bind the Nasi. Similarly, menuda l'irai, this ear versus the next ear. So if we live in the city and this city put him into a ban, so everyone here has to keep it, but everyone here and everyone in the other cities, that, because he lives here. They are like the Talmidim. But if someone who lives here was put into a nidui over there, they're like the Talmud, we're like the Rav. All of this we have in Masechta Smaid Katan and the final halacha yudal. Amed dvarim amurim, that were lenient, right? What was the leniency? That not everyone is bound by the nidui. All of these leniencies is only if someone was put into a nidui because they were mavaza, they acted disrespectfully, even only verbally, against the Talmud Chacham. But as we'll see in a moment, there are many halachic reasons that justify someone being put on a nidui. We're going to enumerate them. Avo mishen idu al shal devarim shechayim al nidui. Even if the one that put him in a nidui was a katan, because that person did something against God, you understand? So here we don't say, who put him in a nidui, the Rav or the Talmud. Then chayiv, even the nasi v'chal Yisrael living by nidui. You have to appreciate that. No, all of the others is doing something that God said not to do. Here, I know that God said not to be mevaza Talmud Chacham, but here you affronted a Talmud Chacham. So it depends who you affronted. The other ones, everyone has to keep it. And not only does it has to be tshuva, which is not enough in itself, there has to be the formal releasing of that nidui. Now, says Rambam, al esnim ba'bar devarim en adam esa adam. This type of ban, again, we'll speak about details in the next chapter, is to be imposed on a person for the following 24 violations. And this ban could be placed both on a man or on a woman. That's why this is an Hilchos Talmud Torah, because of Alf. Now,
the way he gets out of it is tshuva, you said,
right? Huh?
On this one, the way he gets out of it
is by doing tshuva and asking for forgiveness if the Chacham is alive. So that's something that Hasidim do. Halacha beis, hamavaza shliach beis, which can happen, you know, don't shoot the messenger. That's the nature. If you do that, you can be put into a ban. Hakoyde l'chaveri eved, dalit, any chaveri. Misha sholcha lebeis din v'kovo leizman, not the first time, but after, we'll see, after three times, he's not going into the details. If you don't respond to a summons by a beis din, and you're not coming. Five, hamazalzel b'dover echa medivrei soifim. Mezazel means you treat something completely disrespectful. You know, we have in the Gemara the story. Someone was mezazel by Netilas Yudayim. Shlomo HaMelech made the takana. It's really for Kehanim. You're mezazel in it. If you become mezazel on Divrei Torah, it's a certain type of not listening to the law, not breaking any law. We have a Yetzer Hara, that's different. You're mezazel in it. Halachava. Mishulei kibul all of a sudden. It's similar. Not coming to court justifies nidui. A person can come to court, sit there, say, Ishkoyach, thank you. Doesn't care. Halacha zayin. Bishyesh b'reshu seydavar amazik. If you own something that causes damage, like a kelevra or a rickety ladder, imenadin oisoy achi yosin hezek. Well, halacha ches. Hamoicher karka shaloi lo'ovde kechavim. So here we're speaking about someone, guys, important, who did not sell his property as he should have to the neighbor. So there's a din of a bal metzra. Because if I own property, now obviously, if the other person paid more money, I'm allowed to do that. We're speaking about the scenario where the neighbor would have paid me the same amount of money as to the person who I sold it to. And on top of that, I sold it to an Oyvid Kirchavim who might harm me. Then that person has to accept that if he'll undergo any damage because of his bad choice, he's going to pay for that until he accepts that. Halacha test. Hamed al Yisrael bar koish levi kechav. A person goes to court, to a non-Jewish court, and through his testimony, money was exchanged. Shaloi kedin Yisrael. Menadonois yachi yishalom. It's a very big nesoyin because people tragically are very mezalzel in this now. And you're subpoenaed. I don't know how to get out of a subpoena. Figure out, get a good lawyer, go to Shuki. Don't go to court. If it's not about safety and security, we're not allowed to go to our kohen. And come certain lines, you put into a chayim. Halacha yud. Tabach kohen, if you have the tabach wasn't only the slaughterer deer, it was the butcher. You own the animal, you slaughtered it. And there was a chiyuv to give from an animal. I know that we paskin like Rabbi Loi, only that it's Yisrael, but when there's a chiyuv to give the gifts, the matones, zroya l'choyayim in the cave to the coin. So if someone is tabach coin, so he thinks, I'm a coin anyways. Why do I have to give the gifts? I'm just keeping it. No, you have to separate it and give it to another coin. Shayna after shamatones is going acher. Wow. Menad noy se yachi yitein. Halacha yudalev hamachawol yom tov sheni shol galiyos. Which is something that people do because, say, it's only a minik. By the way, which one is not a minik? Shavuos. The Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos is much stronger than any other Yom Tov Sheni. Because the whole reason of that they had a doubt never existed for Shavuos. By Shavuos, no one had a doubt. You counted the 49 days and you made Yom Tov on the 50th day. The only reason why, so why do we keep 2 days of Yom Tov and Shavuos? Like plug. But there was like now, it used to be a doubt. Now it became a minik. It was never a doubt. It was an enactment from the outside. But even if it's a Pesach or Sukkos, people can be mabazin. Halacha yud beis. Ha'oisam halacha bera Pesach achad chatzois. Lifnei chatzois, what did we learn in Masechtas Pesachim? Depends on the minute. But after chatzois, it's a takonas chacham. Halacha yud gimel. The case 13. Hamas kashem shemayim levatolo. Oy l'shvua b'divrei havoy. He takes an oath casually. Yudalit hanevi esorabum ledechil al Hashem. Do you remember the story when Choyna Hama'agel, the great Choyna Hama'agel, when he made that circle and he made a declaration that I'm not leaving the circle until God will listen to the prayers of the children, Shimon ben Shatach says that Ilmale Choyneyata, you should have been put into a band because if there wouldn't have been the nest, there would have been a Chilul Hashem. Tezvav, Hanevi Yisarabel on the Achilles Kacham Achutz, somehow you made other people to eat Kacham Achutz. Tezayim, Hamachashid Shonim Mekaveh Chadosh Mechutz La'aretz, you made the Jewish calendar in Chutz La'aretz. And the guys ki mitzioin teitzei toiro. Yud Zayin, your daughter's looking at the watch. Hamach shel esu iver, big machloikas. The Minchas Chinuch has this big debate. Do we say, guys, that this is only in the context of what we're learning right now, which is that you caused another Jew to violate the toiro? Do we take this pasuk literally? What happens if I actually put a stone in front of the blind and he stumbles? So there's a machloikas whether that's included in the sin or not. People are medayik from the fact that the Ravid over here says that Oymer Avram could go in Hamake Benay Hagadol and he might hit you back. So how is he arguing with the Rambam? Because people understand that the Rambam, who doesn't define this, is any type of mirshol, even the pshat. Ein mikri yotzei midei pshut. Halacha yud case yud ches Hamake v'Rabba melasis mitzvah. You hope you prevent people from knowing a mitzvah. Yud ches tabach shiyotza treifa metachas yodei. Shiyotza treifa means not by accident. A tabach that sold non-kosher meat knowingly. Tabach shalei batek sakino lefnei chacham. As we're going to learn, you have to give your sakin to the chacham that he should check it. 21, hamacha atzmi ladas, a person who intentionally causes himself to have an erection. Chav beis, mishigedesh es ishtoin, person divorces his wife, and v'asa beinu yibeinu shutfas, and then he has business dealings with her. Whether it is a partnership or whether it is other business dealings, which will mean that they're going to constantly interact. Guys, I want you to know something, Bikitz, and I know it's late. If a man divorces his wife and they have yichud after the get, he has to give her another get. Because since they are so familiar with each other, them interacting could very likely lead them to having a relation. And based on the rule that ein adam oisa b'yosi b'yas nus, it was done with the kavon of kiddushin. Telling you din, it's crazy. In no cases that there was a second get given. Because they had yichud together. So after a person divorces his wife, he has to set up a system where he has the least to do with her. And if he doesn't do that, they put him into a ban. Chav, gimel, chacham, sheshmuasi, rafa. Chacham has a bad reputation. So there's dinim about, I know people can lie, but if there's a bad rumor, you have to counter it. So there's all these dinim about if there's a bad rumor on someone, if there's smoke, there's fire, and chamdalit, hamanadeh, she'enachai nidoy. If someone places another in a bed, and he was not allowed to do that, he should be paid. Now, I want to say like this before we go on to the next pedic. You know who's not mentioned here? We're going to learn in the next chapter. Others have to keep the ban. Like they can't have a certain interactions with him. If the others break the ban, they're not put into a ban automatically. Okay, Chevra, let's go now on the final chapter of today. Pedic Shavika. This is all Moed Katan. We have 13 halachas. This is Pasha to understand all the dinam about the ban. How was it done? How was it undone? And we're going to see really that there's two types of bans with many other pratim. Halacha Aleph Chacham, Zakein B'Chacham. Or Nasi. Wow, the head of the Sanhedrin. Or the Av Beis Din. Shasarach. That God forbid, Sarach means they stink. They're sinning. So says that Rambam, Ein Menadin Oise B'Fares Yili Yoylam. In private, yes. You don't make a public ban on them. Only if they are behaving like Yeravim ben Abba, which means that not only are they sinning, but they're causing others to sin. And by the way, that's one of the reasons we had in the Chav Dalad reason to put a person in a ban. Then you make it even befeles. Avol kishachat shar chatois. Right. They don't. So we'll see in a moment. Now that we're speaking about a certain type of not publicizing the punishment, that Amam is extending it for a moment for other sins for which you're not chai v'nidui. This line is, if a person did other sins for which they're not chai v'nidui, but you know what? They're chai v'malkis. So the same concept, you don't give them malkis in public. Malkis, you give them malkis, but bitzina, in private. Shemar, as it says, that the chashalt ha'yoyim, the chashalt ha'gam novi im chalayla. So what's the drasha? Af al pisha kashal. Even if someone stumbled, you punish him, but in hidden. Now the Rambam now is going back to the beginning. The Chacham, the Nasi, did something for which the Chayv did he put in a ban. So you don't do it b'faresya. So what do you do? For Oimnim Loi, he chabed v'shev v'vesecha. Preserve your honor and stay home. Because as we're going to see in a moment, Anida really means that other people should not interact with him. Problem is that if you're not doing it b'faresya, how will other people know? Other people won't know. So you tell this person, have enough dignity, stay at home. So, but that chamela, everyone will be separated from. Chol tamot chacham shem eschayv nidoi. Tamot chacham eschayv ena nidoi. Asur lebeis dem likpoit spilena doise b'mehera. You have to be careful not to jump and to ban him. Ela barchem idav azev ena shmatim imenu. Try to avoid the matter. As even in the previous chapter, you know, it's a certain attitude. Be very cautious. The Chassidei HaChachamim HaYimishtapim, they praised themselves. They were proud of the fact. Shalei nimnu me'oilom lenadis Talmud Chacham. They never participated in banning another Talmud Chacham. And as we know, the story of the Alter Rebbe Mitagra, and the Alter Rebbe was paid a price with his Chavedim. He did not want to participate in the ban, which was really a counter ban. Don't put other people in a Chavedim. Afal Pisha Nimnim LaHakoy Soy Imchayim. Even people that would give Malkis to another Talmud Chacham in private. Malkis, yeah, in private. Ben, they really avoided doing that. And even Avafilo Marcus Magnus, that they were Nibdim Lahakoisai, they didn't say, it's only Marcus Mandarabanam. That they gave, but Nidui not. Halacha base. Now, finally, the case of Nidui. How is a ban issued? Oimer, we say this is how it's done. Ploini Yehe Bishamta, mentioning that Ploini's name. If that person is present, you began by saying, Ploini means his name. And then you said, Zeh. They didn't say you are placed in ban. You mentioned the person's name. Zayin al Tiruchnias. And if he's present, then you say you, Bishamta. Now the Rambam introduces that there are really two types of bans. One is called a Nidui, and one is called a Chedem. The Rambam uses the word Shamta as a generic word. People are familiar, there are three words, right? There's Shamta, Nidoy, and Chedem. So when you put the person in a Nidoy, you use the words, this person is Bishamta. But there are two levels of bans. Nidoy is the less severe. Chedem is the more severe. V'ha-chedem, I'm Rabbi, then we don't say the word Shamta. Shamta is connected to Nidoy. I correct myself. Shamta, Nidoy is the same. V'ha-chedem, I'm Rabbi, Pliny, Macharam. Now that Rambam says, that whenever you read in the Torah the word aror, aror is the generic word. Aror can mean many things. Aror refers to someone, boy Allah, right? Whenever there is a curse, we can use the word aror. Whenever an oath is being used, a lashon for an oath is Allah. Whenever a nidui is being used, we can have the words aror. It's very important that. So here we go. So aror is a generic word. Doesn't always mean a curse. Look, even though we didn't say what it means, what's the consequence? But now that we established that there's nidui, less severe, chedem, more severe, how do you undo the nidui? How do you undo the chedem? Just like it was placed verbally, it's removed, released verbally. What are the words? Sharui lach umacholach. Just to appreciate the words that we use, let's say, Erev Rosh Hashanah. And if the person is not present, so you can't say the words lach. Ployni sharuloi umacholoi. I just want to make a contrast. The Chapat Rambam is saying that if he's present, you don't have to mention his name. When you put the person in a chedem, even befanav, you don't say zeh b'shamta. You say ployni, kama zeh b'shamta. When you're releasing it, you say sharuloch. Thank God. Imagine every time you do a hataras nadara merav Rosh Hashanah, now we have 10 people, they have to add his name. Like this, segate, you go quicker. But if it's shalei b'fanav, then you have to mention his name. Then you say ployni sharuloi umacholoi. Halacha dalit. Now I'm in a kshiyinag b'amenudam atzmoi. Okay, what are the practices? What does the nidui imply? Menuda, person who is in the ban, even the lower level, he may not take a haircut, he may not launder his clothing like an oval during the time of the nidui. The aim is, he may not be included in a zimon of benching. He's not part of a minyan. And aside of you not counting him, but even if he comes to shul, everyone has to stay away from his daladamas. However, you can interact with him from the distance. He can teach others, as long as the others stay away in from his 6 feet. You can teach him. He may be hired, and he may hire others. Now, if the person dies while still in a ban, Beisdin, Shochin, they send someone, and they're going to place an Evan on his Arayim. Kolaymar, Sheheim Roigman Oisai, Lefisho Imuv Dalen Atzibur. It's interesting, Lahayr, that putting a stone on the Arayim is a sign a person is in ban. But Satsheni, there's a minute by us when we go to a Beis HaChayim, we place a stone on the Matzeva. Okay. And that's a positive thing, obviously. Ve'ein Tzorach Loimer, Sheheim Aspinen Oisai, Ve'ein Malaven Asmitosai. Now, Allah, that's needed. What about a chedim? Yoisur olav ha-macharam. She'ein ha-shoyna la-chedim. He may not teach others. Others may not teach him. But one thing can never be taken away from him. He has to learn. Avo shoyna hu la-atzmai. Shelo yishkach talmudai. In other words, when you're reviewing, the Rambam is saying something gavaldic. When you're learning by yourself, you're not going to increase that much chachma. There's no pilpul talmidim. At least you're not going to forget. That you're going to get. Ve'ein ha-niskar ve'ein ha-skarim loy. He may not be hired. He may not hire others. You cannot engage in trade with him.
It doesn't say that he still has to learn because he has a mitzvah of Talmud Torah.
Doesn't say that he has to learn because, well, that his Talmud Torah would mean at least to retain and not to acquire new. In other words, you can't really. It's not able to because you don't have other chevah. Halacha above. Now, what did we learn in the last chapter, guys? Nothing about a chedim. Unless there is an exception. The Chav Dalad Dvarim has to put a person in a nidui. But listen to what happens automatically. If someone was put in a ban, and he's there for 30 days, and he did not seek resolution to have the ban removed, so there's the beginning of the next 30 days, he's put into a nidui, not the severe one, but it's repeated. But if Yashav Shloishim Yehem Achedim V'loi Dikesh La'atiroi, it's already 60 days, now Machrim and Oisoyim. Halacha Zayin, bekama matirin hanidui oy hacherim. How many people are needed? Says Rambam, b'shloisha afilu hadyoytis. Now, we're speaking about the reason for the nidui was removed. Even though the reason was removed, it's not automatically nullified. But since the reason is not there, even three hadyoytis are enough. Ideally, as we'll see, the one who placed them in the ban should be the one removing it. Here we're speaking about where it's not possible. The Yochid Mumcha, Mataranidoi, Oyachedim Lavadoi. Okay, now the Rambam adds, the Yesh Talmud, Lahater Hanidoi, even a student can take away a Nidoi or the Chedim, even the Makim Horav. And it's and nice, we're learning three Parakam Rambam. Notes, we learned that you can be Maida Halach. Well, another thing, when it comes to be Hataras Nadarim, I want you to know, Hataras Nadarim, a Talmud may not be Mater the Makim Rabbi. But here it's not about Hataras Nadarim. Here we're taking away a Nidoi or a Chedim, so we're more lenient. Now, what's famous in this Perek Charef, you'll realize we finished learning Halacha, Zion. What comes after Zion, Yaakov? Ches. What's in our Rambam? Tes. So there's a big to-do about where what happened to Halacha Ches. Now, we mentioned in the beginning that there's 13 Halacha. So, Lomashal, people are learning the Rambam La'am, which is awesome. The Rambam La'am writes that the Rambam purposefully skipped Ches, since it's the chapter about Chedim. Chedim is not a good thing. So he's like removing the Chedim by removing Halacha Ches. The Rebbe somewhere wrote, the Rebbe didn't comment on what the Rambam La'am writes. The Rebbe writes, he found other sources that Halacha Aleph was actually, what we have as Aleph is Aleph and Beis. And the Beis begins, V'chein kol Talmud Chacham sh'naschayv nidui, etc. And therefore, no, that really we were already up to Ches, and now let's go on to Tes. Shloisha sh'nidu v'yohochumen. It's implicit in the Rambam that the same ones that put someone into a Chedim should be the ones removing. Same ones who put in the Nidoi should be, but if they're not here, as long as the reason for the Nidoi is no longer here, you don't need to have the same three. If they're not there, and as we just mentioned, you want to have, right, let's go to the first one. A person was Mavazal Talmud Chacham. They forgot who. So they can't even go and apologize. So you go to the Nasi, you apologize to the Nasi on behalf of all of the Chachamim, and they'll take away your bet. That's true. Halacha Yudal. Nidoi Al Tanai. Guys, you know we have a Nidoi Al Tanai? You remember the story of Yehuda, right? We learned this in the Gemara. Yehuda told his father that if I will not bring back Binyamin, v'chotasi lo'avi kol hayamin. So the Gemara says in Makis that during the 40 years, all of the Shvatim's bones were taken to be buried in the Holy Land. But it says concerning the Atzmois of Yosef, they were misgalgal and they were moving around in the Aron. Why? Because he made a nidui, even though the condition was he brought Binyamin. Nidui al tanai afilu al pi atzmon. Even if the conditions were met, if those words were said, you have to release it. By Yehuda, it wasn't released. There was a consequence. Talmud Chacham shenida atzmoi. The Talmud Chacham put himself in a nidui. Afil nidal atzmei al das ploini, like he says that eh ya benidui, if that person does such and such thing, and that person did it, so really there was another person involved in his ban. Since he made it, he can remove it. Afil chayn nidui hanayz emet al atzmei. Oh, Yehuda could have been made for it, just he didn't. Halacha yud beis mishani du b'chaloyim. Guys, sometimes in halacha we say divrei chaloyimos loy mailon v'loy merid. Not always. Here, if someone dreamt that in their dream they were placed in a nidui, it's even more serious than being placed in a nidui by a beis din. And therefore, until now, what did we learn? That a yochid mumcha can be matar a nidui. If you don't have a yochid mumcha, says the Rambam, three hadyoites. For a dream, not enough three hadyoites. Afilu yodem minidohu. So you can say, if I know who put me in the ban in my dream, let me go to that person when they're alive, if they're alive, and ask them to not good. Who are these 10 people? Ideally, shoshoinen halachas, people that are proficient in the halacha part of Torah. Now the imle matz, if you don't find 10 people right here, you gotta go get them. Then you can get 10 people, even though they're not on the level of knowing halacha, as long as they know Mishnah. If you don't find that even the 10 people that know Mishnah, people that know how to read the Chumash. If you don't even have that, then what do we say at Erev Rosh Hashanah? Mumchen. That's why we say the words mumchen. If they're not mumchen, read it bitmiyo. Then final halacha yud gimel. Mi sheni bihu b'fanav. In other words, if Chaim was put on a ban, Taran explains, if the Beis Din is going to release Chaim without Chaim's knowledge, and other people might know, but Chaim won't know, he's going to be choshed that the other people are not keeping the ban. That's the pshat that An says. Nidu shaloi b'fana, but if the ban was not placed in front of him, then you can release it. Afilu shaloi b'fana. B'fana b'afilu. We don't go that far. There doesn't need to be, now that you are in ban, you got to at least be in the ban for one day. No. You can put someone in a nidui, and if the reason goes away, you can right away release the person. There's no minimum time, there's no maximum time. Furthermore, we learned before that normally nidui, then 30 days later, vaitim nidui, and then chedim. If Beis Din says, we want to lachatchila put him into the chedim, and go more than that. Say, not only are we putting you in chedim, but we're going to say that anyone who doesn't abide by it will also be put in chedim. That's not one of the chavdal advarim. Oy, misha yamid ima arba amois, right away, will also be put in the chedim. They have the right to do so. Machrimim kadei liyasvei, kadei liyasvei shiag latoira, ad shaloi yitru tzu achoitim. Af alpi, now the Rambam says, sheyesh tushuk l'chacham anadis l'chvoidoi, your chacham can place someone under a ban to preserve his own honor. You disgraced me, I'm going to place you in a bed. Turn your ears away from the words of this Ama'aretz. Don't pay attention. That shoymim, cherpasam, even if they would hear their shame, they would not answer. Not only would they not answer, but they would forgive. The Gemara says in Megillah, right, Nechunya ben Akana, before they would go, he would go to sleep, he would declare that Haneni, Moichel v'Shaleach, v'chulei, and the Alter Rebbe put that Nosach into Kriyash Mashalamit. One of the things that they would take pride in is by saying, Shema Oilam Leinidui Adam. They never put a person in a Nidui. They certainly did not put a person in a Chedim if it was for their honor. So we go from Chassidim Arishonim, right? Who forgave. That's the hardest. They mamish, they forgave. At least don't put a person in a band. That's a Talmud Chacham. If they were ashamed in private, then it's virtuous for them to be forgiving. But if someone was ashamed in public, that's not about them anymore. He's not allowed to be forgiving. And if he forgives, he's going to be punished because this is disrespect to the Torah. Narvas then, Elonoikein, the Noiter. So when we learned on Shabbos, right? So we mentioned it's for physical things that there's no Nakam in the Torah, for the hatchet, for the house. But for this, be Noikein and be Noiter. How? Like a snake, just to conclude, that Rebbe says Gavaldik, watch out like a snake. A snake eats offer. It doesn't enjoy it. It's dust. So when he's doing it, he should do it because it's a mitzvah to do it, not because he's enjoying it. That's the pshat Gavaldik HaNachish. Achi Yivakish V'menu Mechila. And then V'yislach Loi. And with this we conclude, Hilchos Talmud Torah, God willing, to be continued. Wow. Hey, look,